And now, a message from the editor of Flight Wisdom. Over the last few days, we've been moving the Flight Wisdom blog and the briefing to a new home in order to better serve you with faster page loads and download times. You don't have to update your bookmarks, however, as all the addresses are remaining the same. If you are experiencing any problems, however, please notify us. We will be making some modifications to the site in the coming weeks, and we want your feedback. The site movement has been slowing our production of new content, so please bear with us. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming.
From the four corners of the internet, from the news capitals at home and abroad, the latest in aviation brought into focus. And now, reporting from Flight Wisdom headquarters, we proudly present the Flight Wisdom Guru and the briefing.
This is the Flight Wisdom Guru with briefing number 13. United Airlines will begin code sharing on Brussels Airlines flights beginning on April 6th, complementing United's new nonstop service from Chicago to Brussels that began on March 28th. United customers will be able to continue on from that and Washington Dulles service to 24 European destinations, as well as 12 African destinations, many of which are new markets for United. Brussels Airlines customers will be code sharing on United's own flights from Brussels. Brazilian airplane manufacturer Embraer has created a new division for commercial aviation called New Programs for Commercial Aviation. The move has fueled speculation that Embraer may get into the larger aircraft market dominated by Boeing and Airbus. More on this as it develops. The Transportation Security Administration has released new rules on their website covering the inspection of helper monkeys. The handler of the service monkey must carry the monkey through the metal detector while the monkey remains on a leash. The monkey will then be escorted to a private inspection area to avoid drawing attention. Only the monkey's handler will be allowed to touch or interact with the monkey, and TSA screeners have been instructed not to touch the monkey. The TSA will then conduct a visual inspection and coach the handler on how to hold the monkey during this. It may require that the handler remove the monkey's diaper as part of the visual inspection. It is nice to know the TSA is settling the important issues of the day, monkey diapers and snow globes.
The following is an editorial.
Fly Girls premiered on the CW network last week and has broadcast two nausea-inducing episodes. Fly Girls chronicles the less-than-realistic lifestyles of young, attractive female Virgin America flight attendants. It is this reporter's opinion that not only will this set back the public perception of Virgin America, but set back advances made in the perception of flight attendants as dedicated professionals. The airline industry, while often hard, can be a wonderful experience, and I had hoped this program would not be the shallow and painful showcase it is. What happened to shows the caliber of Airline, which featured the travel experience of Southwest Airlines and its customers? It was canceled. The UK version of the show, featuring EasyJet, lasted for 10 years. Airport, also a UK show, lasted 10 years and focused on passengers and staff at London's Heathrow Airport. But all good things must come to an end. Links to press releases and articles referenced can be found in the notes for each briefing on our website. If you have a story you'd like to hear on the Flight Wisdom briefing, please contact us at blog.flightwisdom.com/contact or on Twitter at @FlightWisdom. This has been Flight Wisdom Briefing number 13, released April 4th, 2010. Flight Wisdom is a project of the Wenica Media Group.
Flight attendants, please prepare for departure.
You're a busy professional and your time is valuable. So much as you'd like to, you don't always have the time to listen to hours of audio commenting on the news of the week. Relax, there is a solution. The Flight Wisdom Briefing. Flight Wisdom offers you all the news you need in convenient briefings issued several times a week. Subscribe at blog.flightwisdom.com today.
The Flight Wisdom Briefing is now available on iTunes.